SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Shout out to all of our television affiliates and networks, platforms, apps, everything else in between. We've got a full house and we've got a little bit of something for everybody on the program tonight. Major League Baseball, Tampa Bay Rays, 13-0, 12-1 on the run line. They're in Toronto tonight. The Toronto Blue Jays could be up next. Barrios is on the hill for the Jays, and he's been getting lit up like a spliff on the back of Willie Nelson's tour bus. Going back to last year, the WBC, so far this year, Rasmussen has been unbelievable for the Rays. So we're going to break down the baseball. Steve Merrill's going to step up and in. Coach James Young joins us. Dave Sharapan, straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. We've got Joe Madden Sports in the house. Mick Aussie, Tino Patino is going to step up and join us. We're going to talk some NASCAR short track. And we'll get Steve's thoughts on that as well. Steve's a big NASCAR guy. We've got early baseball going off the board, the Philadelphia Phillies and the Cincinnati Reds, the D-backs and the Marlins, the Giants and the Tigers. The Twins, of course, beat up the Yankees last night. Yankees normally dominate the Minnesota Twins. Can the Yankees bounce back? We'll get you caught up to date with all the late line moves, and we'll get you picks for a bunch of games. I've got a same-game parlay. Our same-game parlay of the night last night was a winner. Of course, we've got the NBA playoffs. Coach James Young will join us with Steve Merrill in a couple of minutes. The Chicago Bulls came back from 19 down against the Toronto Raptors. And one thing about the Chicago Bulls, and if you tune into the show every night, over the last, like, month or so, they actually played pretty good basketball. Like, it's not like the Chicago, like, there's some of these teams in a play-in, they sort of, you know, they sort of back their way into the play-in tournament, or things aren't going great for them. If you look at the Bulls, right, they've won 11 of their last 17 basketball games. Like, the thing with the Chicago Bulls is, you know they're going to be able to score, and they've been playing defense as well. Yeah, the Raptors were up by 19 on them, but the Raptors can be really good, and then, you know, that was just sort of symbolic what the Raptors do, right? They, a lot of games are like that for the Raptors this year. They don't usually blow 19-point leads, but the Raptors would play really good for, like, 45 minutes, and then somehow it'd be like, how did we lose this game? Right, and that's what sort of happened the other night. But the Bulls are playing with house money. We should note the Bulls beat the Heat all three times that they played this year. I've got a same-game parlay for this basketball game. The current number right now at FanDuel, the Chicago Bulls are 5-point underdogs. The total is 208.5. And then we got the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight. Total is 228 in this game. So we've got some plays that we're ready to pull the trigger on tonight, and of course then the playoffs start fully tomorrow. We've got a full slate of action, and then there's no turning back. It really is one of the best times of the year, right? You've got NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs, Major League Baseball on a daily basis. There's just so many different options, you know, for you to lay it down on. And the Stanley Cup playoffs start on Monday, and I'll tell you what, there are some very, very, very gratuitous lines being posted right now, in my opinion. We'll find out once these series are over. But as it is right now, FanDuel have the Boston Bruins -1.5 games against the Florida Panthers. The line is -120. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabe Moretti. Let's do this thing. We've got a little bit of something for everybody on the program tonight. NBA playoff basketball. We're going to talk Stanley Cup futures. Stanley Cup playoffs begin on Monday. We'll get a head start, and the numbers are already starting to move, and I think there's some soft numbers out there as far as the series prices are concerned. We've got Major League Baseball, the Rays, 13-0, 12-1 on the run line, looking to set the modern Major League Baseball record tonight in Toronto against the Toronto Blue Jays team, coming off a loss against the Detroit Tigers. There's new dimensions. The fences are a lot shorter, and there have been a lot of home runs in Toronto, although Toronto's bats have gone cold. They went cold last night. The Rays are -126 favorites. The total is 9. And you've got a pitcher that hasn't given up a run versus a pitcher that, like, I think has already given up 3 home runs tonight. I look forward to Steve Merrill's take on this. Me and Steve Merrill WagerTalk.com will join us in a couple of minutes. And we often talk, Steve has often said, you don't want to try to catch a falling knife. And I said, you also don't want to get in front of a speeding bullet. And right now, that the Tampa Bay Rays is a pretty classic, like, do you want to get in front of this? And at what point do the odds makers start to adjust the numbers? The Blue Jays are a good team, though, right? The Blue Jays are a good team. So we'll take a look at the baseball card. The Angels are on the East Coast. Angels are in Boston tonight. And it's crazy. The Angels are actually favorites with Sandoval on the hill. The Atlanta Braves are in KC this evening. So we'll take a look at a baseball card. If you want football, we got football. I don't know how much time we're going to have to get to the XFL and the USFL on this show tonight because we've got the NBA playoff game going to be starting in about 45 minutes time, a little bit more. But there are 8 football games this weekend. 4 XFL games, 4 USFL games. We're 26-17 on the XFL. And you guys know I love these secondary leagues and I love all this niche stuff. Even me, I'm like, come on, man. How can you have, okay, dude, they have a team in Houston in a USFL, and they have a team in Houston in the XFL. Now you're just pushing it, right? And I tell you, my mind can only, you know, take in so much, so many Houstons.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. Countdown to tip-off is on NBA play-in. You know what? I want to get this play-in over with and get into the playoffs, but it should be an interesting game tonight in South Beach. Eric Spoelstra stated, and we'll get you to Miami Heat starting lineup, when asked if he's going to start the same team tonight, he responded like, oh, no, no, no. He said, well, we really better do something different. He goes, no, you'll see a different lineup. I don't really know what they can do differently. They're depth-challenged, the Miami Heat. The Chicago Bulls have beaten them all 3 times that they played this year as well. All right, let's bring in Mr. Steve Merrill first here. WagerTalk.com. How you doing tonight, Steve?
Doing well. And I got to come in first. I got no theme music, right? So I'm the opening act. I sneak in.
Yeah, I figure music. I reversed it. I know how to do this right now. I set this up.
Plus, Coach is
appreciate
have him cool. He's got to cool off a little bit.
He's always red hot. We got to cool him off. Keep him in the green room. We appreciate you not complaining about not having your own music, like Paul Bovey did earlier in the week. Paul Bovey complained, how come I don't have music and Coach James Young does? For the record, Coach James Young, if we don't play it, his agent calls, starts yelling at me and stuff like that. So that's just the honest. He put it in his appearance. He said, I'm going to come on, but if you do, you got to play my music. Hit his music. Where's my music? What's up, Coach? What's up?
What do you mean my agent will call? Hey, I'm just a struggling brother just trying to make ends meet.
Struggling with
Mr.
theme
Merrill,
music.
Mr. William and Mary, good evening, sir. Good to be on with you. I still see Cam is still being cheap at the Seneca. Maybe he went across the street to the Hyatt place I told him about last night. Probably not, because he's cheap.
Well, I tell you what, Coach.
Good to be on with you.
If you take like as long of a vacation as Cam is staying, he can't afford to stay in a 5-star hotel. Well, who's this guy? I thought Jay Berman took a lot of time off.
Berman, that guy works 2 days, he gets 2 months off. I want his schedule.
Berman, the Kawhi Leonard of the grid. Berman delivers when he's here, but it's few and far between.
You're going Kawhi. I think I'm going more Zion. I think he's more of a Zion guy.
Kawhi might be a little there.
He pulls a hamstring. He's out for five, six months.
Yeah. Kawhi's got 3 titles. Now, we love you, Berman. Okay, so I wanted to get to let's throw it to you, Coach, here. What do you think? I want to see the Miami Heat starting lineup and what they're going to do. I really don't know what they can do differently when he talked about, you're going to see a different lineup tonight. To me, it's just sort of their depth and roster challenge, the Miami Heat. Sort of similar to the Toronto Raptors. Let's just call it out for what it is. This is like pretty much the end of the line. And I'm surprised that Pat Riley put them in this position, actually. Like, that they got this. Like, why did they pay Tyler Hero? Like, they're just, they're good, but they're not great. Chicago have beaten them all three times. I'm riding the Bulls coming into this game, and I'm seeing here Gabe Vincent available to play, Kyle Lowry available to play. I should hope so. It's an elimination game. What do you think about the game tonight, Coach? What do you got for us?
I love Chicago. Here's why. You know, when you look at Chicago, they have two perimeter guys that can go get their own shot, and they got a bruising big man in Vucevic who should keep Bam Adebayo busy. And Bam's got to be a lot better defending the defensive glass because he got absolutely punked by Clint Capella and his 21 rebounds a couple of nights ago. But my concern is what I saw out of Chicago, or United States Chicago, what I saw out of the team that beat Atlanta is they ran like false motion and they got switches and they got Tyler Hero matched up on someone. If you stick Jimmy Butler's got to guard one of them, who's guarding the other one? I think because of his shot making ability, especially from three, I think Butler goes to Levine. That means DeRozan gets loose. I think too much scoring for Chicago. Give me Chicago plus the points. Sprinkle on the money line. I think they win in South Beach.
Steve, we often always remember what we saw last, and we just saw the Chicago Bulls come back on the Toronto Raptors, and we saw the Miami Heat play terrible basketball. What's your take on can the Bulls put together two nights in a row?
Yeah, let's not forget, it wasn't just a loss by Miami. It was a bad loss. You know, Gabe, you and I were talking about it Tuesday night on the radio show after that game was finished. You know, Atlanta was a team everybody had written off. All this turmoil in the locker room. Trae Young doesn't want to be there. They don't like Snyder. And they go and they basically cover from start to finish on the road. And the road team is a perfect 4-0 against the spread. 3-1 straight up. And that was with Minnesota going scoreless for 6.5 minutes and still almost winning that game. So, yeah, there's been no home court advantage in this mystery round. It's not the regular season. It's not the postseason. It's a elimination round, like you said. So it's hard to buck that trend. But the other thing I'll point out, too, is the Miami Heat, fourth best point spread record in the league last year, the worst point spread team in the league this year, 30-51 against the spread. And they're 27-15 straight up at home, and they're just 14-26 against the spread in those home games. So they've had a lot of games in which they've won and not covered. So, you know, I could see Miami maybe winning the game, but they got to win by six or more for you to lose this bet. So I think Chicago's the only way to play it as far as the side. And then also, as you pointed out, Chicago perfect 3-0 straight up in ATS in the three head-to-head meetings. Most recent one was less than a month ago, March 18th. Chicago was up 70-45 at halftime at home in that game as a 2.5-point dog, and there was nothing misleading about it. Both teams had their normal lineups.
Two of the three wins were by double digits. The lowest margin of victory was actually 8 between the two of them. Now, Coach, they got punched in the mouth early. We were live on the air when the game started, the Atlanta Hawk game, and the Hawks came out strong, and there was really no turning back. They went wire to wire. So you got to believe in Miami, and Butler was talking about coming out strong tonight, not falling behind early, et cetera. Are you buying into that, Miami, at least in the first quarter, will be, you know, won't want to fall behind by, you know, by double digits? And then conversely, though, it's not just Chicago Bulls. Like, the Bulls got a little bit lucky the other night that the Raptors missed all those free throws, and they were down by 19. So if I'm the Bulls, I'm concerned as well. If I'm Coach Donovan, I'm concerned about the start that I got off to. And if I'm Spoelstra, I'm very concerned about the start I got off to. Makes the first quarter dynamic interesting, Coach.
It does, but I also remember a Sunday game with Memphis where Chicago was down 15 at the half and won the game by 20. They are a very good second.
No, they're good at coming back.
Because they come back and they're so explosive with those two. But it's the other guys. Patrick Williams has been playing better. Kobe White can knock down jump shots. And don't sleep on the defense of both Pat Beverly and Caruso. They are going to hound Jimmy Butler all night. Now, does Miami adjust? Do they roll Butler into the post and try to use the size advantage? I don't know if that plays into what Miami does. So I think for the matchup sake, Miami better be leading, okay? Because if they're down 15 or so points in the first half, you can see that crowd.
And it'll be over. They don't even have a crowd to begin with, Coach. No, they're empty seats and stuff. Like, of course, there's no one there.
If they're down 15 at the break, they're leaving and they're going to the Clevelander. They're done. They'll walk out of there and they'll head right to the clubs. So Steve is right. Miami's got to get off to a really good start and play with the lead, because I think at some point Chicago's going to come with a big run in the second half. They better build some equity, because that game is close. Or Chicago's up at the break, I think it's over.
That's the thing with Chicago. They're capable of going on a 17-2 run, but they're also capable of giving up a 13-0 run, right? They are very streaky, even within the games, but that's the difference to me. You said it, the fact that DeRozan and LaVine can both get to the rack at any time that they want, point blank, right? And the Heat just don't have that. As far as the prop is concerned, Vucevic's rebounds have to come into play again. It's 10.5 tonight. And if you're wondering, okay, this isn't against the Raptors, different matchup. He actually averages 13 rebounds a game against the Miami Heat this year. He only averages like 10.9 or whatever on the season, 11. He actually averages more rebounds against the Miami Heat. And it's 10.5. Let's go Vucevic over 10.5 boards tonight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. Me and Coach agree. Surprises. Sometimes we do, but it seems we've been on the other side. We haven't gotten to the Knicks and the Cavs yet, although I think the Knicks could be live tomorrow, plus the points. But let's get to, we'll recap. Coach, actually, your Bulls pick. Bulls and Heat, what's your final pick?
I like the Bulls minus five. Bulls plus 5.5, sprinkle on the money, like a couple of props. Patrick Williams, over 12.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Been secretly scoring more. I think DeRozan gets guarded by Hero. I like DeRozan over 22.5 points. Kobe White plus money over 1.5 made threes. And Tyler Hero over 8.5 rebounds plus assists. They're going to try and hide him defensively. That means he should scrounge up some rebounds and he'll get a couple assists.
He sucks. Okay. Good luck. But
rebounds and assists, not points. Rebounds and assists, he can get there.
He's terrible. He really is terrible. Like, that's what I said earlier. I can't believe Pat Riley actually paid this kid. Like, I don't know. Pat Riley must be getting up there in years or something, because he's not as sharp as he was.
It gets tricky with these guys, because I'll be honest with you, in New York, is RJ Barrett worth $30 million? No. None of these guys on their second contract are worth a lot of their
RJ Barrett is better than, at least Barrett will give you. What does Hero give you? Instagram shots with hot girls? Like, what does he get? He hits a couple of threes. I've just never been a Hero fan, and I told people before he got paid, I said, all right, they're going to make a big mistake. But I agree. It's like Van Fleet.
Yeah, you're just like RJ Barrett. He's a Toronto kid. Let's just call what it is.
I don't care where. I'm not even from Toronto, Coach.
Well, I care where he's born. Canadian, goddammit. You know what I meant. You Canadians stick together.
No, we don't. It's actually a big fallacy. Like, Canadians are not nice. Canadians don't stick together. Canadians hate each other. Canada's so spread apart that, like, they're not, like, Canada's like six different countries. Like, Vancouver is nothing like Toronto. Toronto is nothing like Calgary. You know what I mean? Like, there, it really is. But I'm just saying.
You're making it sound like we got an East Coast, West Coast beef with, like Biggie and Tupac. Do we have like a Biggie and Tupac in Canada? It's Drake and who? Who's like the famous
Drake
Vancouver rapper? You got one in Vancouver? Yeah. Bieber versus Drake. Oh, that's a heavyweight fight right there.
The Weeknd, Coach. The Weeknd. He's the big shot.
What do you mean? It's the Weeknd now. It's almost Hitler time. Weeknd.
Yeah. It's always the Weeknd with you, Coach. Yeah. Seriously, the Weeknd's bigger than Drake. Even like the Weeknd's massive. That dude's like the biggest. Like he's the biggest like pop guy in the world. Whatever. He's from Toronto. And put it this way, Coach, I didn't even know he was from Toronto when he played the Super Bowl. I'm like, who the hell is the Weeknd? And how could they have not gotten someone bigger than this guy? And Steve, I looked it up and I saw he had the number one song for 2 years running or something. And then I realized I won't comment on current modern rap and pop music anymore.
I didn't know. 10 seconds ago, he was Canadian. I didn't know he was Canadian until just now.
Me neither.
After the Super Bowl, I never knew. Yeah. Jeez. He was so talented, coach. I just assumed he was American.
No, I'm just saying. So I'll let that one go. There's a lot. Oh, yeah. He gave me a lot to work with there, but I don't want to offend a lot of people. So, Steve Merrill, kid with us. No, you made me.
Hey, Gabe, I got to jump into the title hero. This is great.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say about R.J. Barrett. That was it. At least R.J. Barrett gives you something, coach. Tyler Hero's going to hit a couple of threes, but at least R.J. Barrett, I hear you. But no, half the league ain't worth $30 million. I would agree with you on that.
But Hero puts up 26 for the Heat. He's the leading scorer other than Kyle Lowry, who puts up 33 the other night, and they still lose that game. So your two point guards combined for 59 points, and you never lead, basically. And Lowry was minus 12. Hero is minus 10 plus minus. So, you know, they're good. You can make an argument either way, Gabe. He had a great game, 26 points, but he had no assists, and they lost and never led. So you could be right still.
That's hard to do to score 26 points and be plus minus minus 12, though.
And the best thing is
Lowry, 33 minus 12.
And Steve, he said the best. They lost by, like, they got blown out. So if you need to get 60 out of those two again to have a chance tonight, right. Is Kyle Lowry's point?
The only way the Heat win is if the Bulls just roll in flat tonight. And well, I don't know. We'll see if DeMar's daughter, which I imagine she is, going to do her little thing again.
No, she's not going.
Didn't they bring her? No.
No, I thought he said she was keeping her at home, which I think is incredibly stupid. I think she's great.
Well, you know, remember United Airlines, who are their sponsors, said, "Yeah, we're going to pay for her to go. We're going to pay for the family and stuff." They said we want her to go.
Hey, if it's free, it's for me. I guess she is going then. Free flight?
I don't know. She was born in Toronto. She grew up in Toronto, right? A bit. So it's like it kind of made sense that she was there. I get it. But nevertheless, okay, this next game is tricky, in my opinion, because unlike Miami, Minnesota actually did play well, Steve, the other night. For 44 minutes, they didn't score in the game's final 4 minutes or whatever, 4.5 minutes. And their best offensive player, Anthony Edwards, was 3 of 17 from the field, 0 of 9 from three, and he scored freaking 9 points, and the game went to overtime. I don't believe in coulda, shoulda, wouldas and all this, but they really should have freaking won that game. You want to talk about a team that got lucky? It was the Lakers that somehow the T-Wolves just imploded in the way that they did. You talked about it. We talked about it the other night, Coach. Karl Anthony Towns, his prop was 23.5. He got to 24, and he just stopped. He didn't score in like the fourth quarter.
He got those two.
He got the foul trouble. I know.
Oh yeah.
So what I'm saying is though, and remember we said like Minnesota have talent. Finch is a good coach. They've never been able to figure it out all year. And I know here we are, we're at the end of the year, and I still don't think they've really figured it out. But we saw, and I'll throw it to you, Coach. We saw at times, bro, in that game the other day, they were crisp. Their cuts, pick and rolls, getting back, block shots, the effort, you can't question it. Like people, they're dysfunctional. Anthony Edwards nearly killed himself once trying to get a rebound, Coach. Right? Like when he went way up, he came down, landed on his head. Like the effort was there. They just couldn't seal it and finish it. I get the feeling, and I was on the Thunder the other night, but I get the feeling that the T-Wolves show up tonight and don't blow any leads. I'm leaning with the Wolves. I'll throw it to you, Coach.
I just think it's too many points. I think Thunder are going to make this game a track meet. No matter what the Thunder do, and they like to play with pace, and they have a lot of guys that could score the ball. I think this game is close. I think it comes down to the last minute. And I will say this, in the craziness of the NBA season, what better story for the NBA would be the team that's been tanking for years if they make the playoffs? I like the Oklahoma.
There's no story either way, Coach, between the Thunder and the T-Wolves. Trust me. Adam Silver ain't having dinner right now talking about the Oklahoma City Thunder story.
If the Thunder make the playoffs with the way they've tanked for years, with that young core, no Pokuševski, no Chet Holmgren, 2 first-round picks this year and 4 next year, that will be their official arrival party. I'm going with the Oklahoma City Thunder plus the point and the over.
You know, my good friend Joey Odessa said you're going to be you're early for the funeral and late for the wedding, Coach. That's a great suggestion. I'm just saying. And listen, we're both going different. I was on the Thunder the other night, and I'm gonna turn my back on him, Steve. They were good to me the other night, but I'm turning my back on him. He took the Pelicans. He's bigging up the Thunder right now. He took the Pelicans the other night, and now he's jumping. I hate flip-flopping and being wrong. If you're going to flip-flop, you got to be right, and I'm in the same boat tonight. What do you think about the game, Steve? You think it's too many points, right?
Look at this. The playoffs haven't officially started. You guys are both zigzagging already. Got to save that for the official.
Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah,
Morenzi,
what do you mean by flip? You just flipped.
We're both flipping.
Yeah, but I'm flipping right. You're flipping wrong.
Zigzagging. Zagging and zigging.
You're flipping from a loss. I'm looking down. I'm flipping from a win. So we'll see who's right here. I'm flipping from a win. Like, I'm going to look like a genius if I was like, no, they're going to win on Wednesday. Now they're going to lose tonight. Right? I just hate being wrong on the same team, and even in a regular season, whatever. But I do agree with Coach. Track meet. I hammered the over the other night. This game goes over tonight, Steve. I like the over and the doubleheader tonight, the second game tonight.
Yeah, one thing I didn't mention on the earlier game is I do lean under in that Bulls-Miami game. I think that's going to be the lower scoring, more defensive game. So I would not disagree that this will be the higher scoring game of the two. And one thing that jumped out to me, I was talking about this on Wager Talk TV, wagertalk.com a couple hours ago. If you look at the two teams on the surface, they played 83 games each. Obviously, schedule strength pretty identical right after 83 games, same conference. Oklahoma City on the season, plus 1.1 points per game. Minnesota, minus 0.1. So the Thunder have been a point better per game all season after 83 games. Yet they're getting, this coach said, 4.5, 5.5 points now in some spots. So I do think the line's a little high based on that metric. But as you and I, Gabe, have talked a lot about this year, is Minnesota should be better than a 500 team. I mean, this is the team that had high aspirations, but we saw it for a while against LA and they collapsed. You know, not scoring for 6 minutes down the stretch isn't just a fluke. That's a sign of a mediocre team in my book. So line looks a little high for me tonight, but I do think Minnesota probably finds a way to win the game. Whether they win by more than five is another story.
I hate laying points. I do prefer this in money line parlays. I'm going to bring up, too, that Anthony Edwards, we got to get to that, Coach. Anthony Edwards, he was 3-17 the other night. I'm taking him to go off tonight. This is the night where he's going to respond. There's no way in hell he has another type of game like he had. And we'll get to the exact numbers on the other side. But I'm going to be, and don't forget, I already put Vucevic over 10.5 rebounds in, guys. Nail that. You know what's good about that? You don't have to worry about who's going to cover the spread, who's going to win a damn game. Guy averages 13 rebounds a game. He averages more rebounds against Miami than he does against anybody else, actually, on average.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Morenzi. Gilgeous Alexander is 32.5. There's another Canadian baller there, Coach. Gilgeous Alexander. I'm telling you what, if the next Olympics, if these guys actually play together and never anybody's hurt and stuff, Canada, I think, can win a silver medal. I think they could be the second best team in the world. I'm not saying they're going to be able to beat the U.S., whatever team the U.S. sends, but Canada is freaking stacked right now. As far as their national lineup is concerned, including Shea Gilgeous-Alexander from Hamilton, Ontario. So he's 32.5 points tonight. Anthony Edwards is 26.5 at FanDuel. Good number. I've seen it higher out there. Carl Anthony Towns is 23.5. He got there barely the other night. And your boy Rudy Gobert, Coach, 13.5. I'd go under.
That's not a bad play.
How is Rudy going to end that? If you're Rudy, you just punched a teammate. They played well without you. You know no one likes you. You know that they're probably better without you, like you said, Coach, right? You're like, all right, I know that Anthony thinks I'm in his way. I know that Carl Anthony Towns isn't even happy they traded for me because it just pissed him off, right? So, plus, I just punched Kyle Anderson. I don't imagine Gobert is going to start heaving threes, Coach. You know what I'm saying? He's going to go in there and he's going to say, man, I'm going to block shots. I'm going to show people how great I am defensively and why I make all this money. How the hell is he scoring 14 points? What am I missing? I'm going under 13 and a half.
I agree with you. If you're looking at anything with Gobert, it's going to be over on FanDuel, over 12 and a half rebounds. See if he tries to dominate the glass. Yeah. And then you can look at his player, his props for, let's see, what his blocks is. His blocks is over 1.5 at minus 113. That's not bad.
Who can bang on the glass with him, Coach, on OKC? Shouldn't he dominate the glass?
No one. I mean, Williams is long and lengthy.
Yeah, Jalen Williams is going to come flying in, but he's not a rebounder. Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing you get concerned about the rebounds is if they make this a track meet and they just Gobert just can't keep up. That will be the concern.
And if they don't miss, it's just swish.
Right.
Swish,
well, that kind of helps too.
But like when you look coach, at the end of the show, swish.
I'm always balling. Always. All day.
No, I love this Gobert prop, guys. Love this play. Under how the hell is Gobert? Gobert, like, he's not scoring 14 points. They're not even going to pass him the ball.
Oh, yeah, he ain't getting the ball. The only way he's getting the ball is if he's getting off at the rebound and putting it back in. He ain't getting no passes. But while we think about props, a couple of them, SGA's points props really high. But I would be willing to go 43.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Put it all together because I think he's going to impact the game in a lot of different ways. Josh Giddey, he's going to play a ton of minutes too. Over 15.5 rebounds plus assists. Lou Dort, really good defensive rebounder for a guard. Over 5.5 rebounds tonight. The prop I like for Anthony Edwards is over 2.5 made threes. If Gobert is playing, that takes away driving lanes. That means he's going to have to shoot the ball from three. Maybe he even gets a transition three early in the game to get him going. And then the last one that I really love, Kyle Anderson over 6.5 assists. Especially when they get Rudy out the game, they put him at the high post. They run his offense through him. He's a very good passer. I know it's a lot at 6.5. I think he goes over. I think he had 13 assists in the game versus the Lakers. Give me Kyle Slow-Mo Anderson, the pride of St. Anthony High School in Jersey City, over 6.5 assists.
Dude's got a big forehead, man. Get that head.
Oh, you got a five thing going there. You got a five head. It's so big, it's a five head, not even a forehead.
It's like the SNL alien guy, whatever, the cone head or whatever. He's got that.
Cone heads.
And plus, he's got the hair on top, Coach. LeBron's got a little of that thing going on. He got the big forehead, and then the hair's on top. It's like, I can't believe. I know these guys are rich, but that's when one of the teammates just got to go, bro, man.
Just
shave it, bro. Like one night on the team playing, someone's got to say to them, like, listen, bro, like, you know, we saw you on TV the other night on the angle. It ain't looking good, man. You got to shave this.
Listen, no one's got a bigger five head than James Brown from Fox. Oh my God. I mean, if he put a headband by his hair,
he's just got a big
like
head.
Yarmulke. That thing is like back here where his hairline starts. So I love James Brown, but Lord have mercy.
It's a new thing. Stephen A's got the thing going on too, sort of on top of his head.
Yeah,
Stephen A's got
it.
Look like a monk.
Man.
They look like a friar.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It's like that. Yeah, LeBron, when LeBron has the beard and stuff, he does.
Oh, yeah, he looks, yeah, exactly. Yeah, the beard. Yeah, the beard and the bald.
Yeah, it's like,
man.
Bro, you got to shave your head, LeBron. Like, someone's got to say, bro. Like his wife. Like his wife, because the only one that could do it. Right? It'd be like, listen, honey.
Well, he did for a while. Early in the year.
Yeah, you're right.
Damn.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, he must have got Just for Men, or he tried some road game because he bringing it back. I'm like, nah, player. This ain't like hockey where you get the playoff beard.
We'll get back in the heads, but I think you're right, Coach. Yeah. You're right. LeBron ain't going to shave. He's thinking of a way of getting it real again. He's like, no, I'm not going backwards. He's going to show up with a full head of hair when he's retired, LeBron. He's going to have a big fro. Hey, guys, what's up?
You're going to go to Marv Albert's hair doctor.
I was going to say, it's like our boy Al Michaels. Come on, man. Al's like 90 years old, Steve. He ain't young, right?
I saw James Brown in person at Dulles Airport like 30 years ago. He is a big human being. I was right next to him on the curb getting a taxi. I was like, man, he is giant. He's big.
Really nice guy. I've had him on the show. I've had him on Sports Rage before.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. I've always liked him.
Yeah, he really is a nice guy. Very like very religious. Like, but he's not like a fake. Like, he really is a nice man, that guy. All right. Nicer than the singer James Brown was. But that's another story. All right.
Good head of hair.
Yeah, great head of hair. Great head of hair.
Great head of lettuce. Unbelievable head of lettuce. Oh, great.
Great head of hair. So great head of hair. Yeah, coach knows that you want the lettuce, you got to go to hockey, coach. These guys take their helmet off, the hair's flowing.
Oh, yeah.
They get the playoff beards gone, man. Oh, like, the Mammoths look like
Mammoth.
Like,
yeah, man.
Boy, locks, I mean, like Mammoth.
Even my guy, Keandre Miller, even his hair looks beautiful during the playoffs. Shout out to Keandre Miller. You know, I gotta shout out the one brother I know who his name is. I wasn't going to say PK Subban, but I saw him during a pregame show last night.
He ain't playing no more.
PK retired?
Yeah, he's doing TV now. All right, I want to get to the baseball with Steve, but before we do, tomorrow, guys, we've got the first game up. It's 8.5 right now, Sixers and Nets at 1 o'clock Eastern. Celtics lay 9 to the Hawks, totals 230.5 there. Nets totals 214.5. Interesting game, man. Am I crazy or is it 6, and now I'm seeing 5 at 6 o'clock Eastern, the Knicks and the Cavs. Man, this feels like a 7-game series to me, this Knicks-Cavs series. Like, I already put a bet on the Cavs, but I only really bet it because of the number. I just feel like this is a back and forth. All the games are going to be close. And I tell you, even though I'm on the Cavs to win the series, kind of thought the Knicks were live dogs. To me, Saturday night, got to see this game. Can't miss TV. Sacramento and Golden State. Steve, what do you think about Saturday's games?
Well, first of all, I mentioned this earlier on Wager Talk TV, and FanDuel right now has the Knicks +1.5, -128 in the series. So instead of playing +172, I agree. I think it's going to be a tight series. You don't have to worry about that game 7 on the road, which is always like, you know, a 16% chance of winning. Take the Knicks +1.5 games, -128 in that series. And if it goes 7, you've already locked up a win.
Coach is a Knicks fan. Coach, you said Knicks in 6 yesterday. I think you were sort of kidding around a bit, but if they're going to win, I guess it sort of makes sense that they would win in 6 as opposed to winning in 7, going back to C-Town. But it does. I think that both teams could be capable of stealing a game on each other's court, though, Coach. So it could just sort of nullify each other and go back and forth. But Mitchell versus Brunson, you know, the glass versus the glass, the big man, Robinson, Mobley, just everything, so evenly matched, Coach.
That's why I think, you know, what Steve says is right. Because if you listened to me last night, I said, what are two scenarios? I said Knicks in 6 or Cavs in 7. Either way, the Knicks +1.5, you hit either or. Because I think this is going to be 2-2 going into game 5 in Cleveland. That's where all hell can break loose. If Cleveland holds serve game 5, Knicks win 6, then it probably goes game 7 to Cleveland. If the Knicks win game 5 up 3-2, I think they close out in New York. I think +1.5 is the best bet because I think that this is going at least 6. And if the Knicks win, the Knicks aren't going to lose game 6 at home. So that's why I think Knicks +1.5 games, really good bet to take. Going to be a long series.
Steve, what do you think of the Lakers and the Grizzlies? Lakers are getting 3.5 on Sunday.
Yeah, the only series that has a closer series price than Knicks-Cavs is Lakers and Grizzlies. And obviously a very tough matchup for the Grizzlies as a 2 seed because...
And a 7-2.
Lakers have the second... Right, exactly. And the Lakers have the second best record in the league since the trade deadline. Not a coincidence, right? LeBron, Anthony back in the lineup. Russell Westbrook out of the lineup since the trade deadline. A dangerous spot for the Grizzlies here. And I really think this will be the tightest, closest series of here. Again, if you're looking at over-under series games, 6-7 games, would be hard to imagine it not being that tight.
Coach, what are you going to do with Saturday night's game? I think you agree with me when I said if there's one team that the game one is the most important to them, it's the Sacramento Kings, right? Philadelphia lose to Brooklyn. It's like, all right, that was embarrassing. Then they win the next 4 straight, right? Like if there's, you know, there's other teams, you know, that lose game one, it's like, all right, no panic. If you're Sacramento, you're playing the defending champions. They basically called you out. And it wasn't personal, but it was when I said, hey, it's the least travel. And, you know, but everybody, look, put it this way. If you're the Clippers, wouldn't you rather have been 6 instead of 5th because you're playing the Phoenix Suns? So the Kings know that everybody wanted them because they're young, inexperienced. Now you get the defending champs. Sacramento need to win game one. Like, they need to win game one. I think they can, Coach. What are you going to do tomorrow night?
I think the Warriors are going to punch them dead in the face.
You think they're going to murder them? Like send a message and win by 22 type thing?
I don't know if they win by 22, but I do actually like Golden State in game one. I think they come on. If anything, I may play Golden State in the first half. I think they're going to try and send a message early.
Well, you should play Golden State to win game one and win the series then, Coach. That prop, if
then
you like
that. I probably will do that because I do think Golden State's going to win game one. I think they're going to send a message. Listen, they've been talking a lot, Sacramento, about, you know, there's something that came out and said that Sacramento's metrics offensively is better than any of the Golden State years of championships. That's great. Let me see you get a stop. Because the one thing that Golden State is pretty good at, people will talk about, they are pretty good defensively, and they get someone in Andrew Wiggins to see how much he plays, but they are more defensive-minded in Sacramento. We all know that it gets a little bit tougher in the playoffs. It's not going to be as free-flowing as you think. I like Golden State to win outright game number one.
It was funny, the Golden State general manager, was it Bob Myers, his name, his Mayor's Myers, whatever. I remember a couple of years ago, I think it was him that said, he had a good line, Coach, and Steve, he said, he goes, you know, the playoffs are a funny thing. He goes, a 50% shooter becomes a 40% shooter. He goes, 40% shooters become 30% shooters. And he said, the playoffs is where you find out, right, who the real baller is, not the regular season. But speaking of which, Steve, can the Golden State Warriors flick that switch and win on the road? We're talking about a team, like the disrespect factor from a 6-3, the six being the favorites, and oh yeah, the six won 9 effing games on the road this year.
11 and 30. But here's what's
interesting. It was 11-30 when it was all said and done.
Yeah, but they're 4-1 their last 5 game, and they only lost by 2 points.
Yeah, but there were a couple of meaningless teams they played, right?
I know, but still, half of their wins have come last month.
That's why I said 9, my bad, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, they are trending in the right direction. I think that's the big question, though, Gabe, is were they really that bad on the road this year? I think that's the big question mark in this series.
And another thing is Sacramento, it's California, and is it really a road game?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, game time decisions continues. I want to get to my same game parlay, but I want to let everybody know SportsGrid's got a cool new app. It's updated. It's great. Catch up on anything you missed throughout the day and create personalized feeds, all right, so you can get updates from the leagues that you want. And even cooler, follow me. Get the leagues that you want. Get to follow all the hosts that you want to follow specifically and the shows and stuff. Dive into matchup previews for every game. Search through SportsGrid's projections, the biased computer that hates Canada, line movements, injuries, and everything else you need to make a wager. When the games are live, you'll be able to see the latest odds, scores, and stats, a perfect complement to everything that's going on the grid right here. So download the app, go to the Google Store and check it out. And remember to find out all the places you can watch SportsGrid. Check it out on sportsgrid.com/watch. Chicago Bulls, how about this one? Coach, pay attention to this. This is a winner. Although it doesn't have that fat plus money for you. Chicago Bulls, +10.5. Chicago Bulls to score 99 or more points, -130.
Ooh, that's a minus.
Come on. Hey, they're getting to 99. They got to get to 100.
Listen, minus money, if you win, you still win in plus. So
last night we gave a -130 same game parlay, and it won.
Hey. Right. Speaking of going crazy, here we go.
Oh, give me Vucevic. Hold on, Coach. Oh, no, we're not done. He's right in this game. Vucevic over 10.5 rebounds. The Bulls are going to cover the point spread as well. And give me a DeMar DeRozan over 22.5 points scored. What do you got, Coach?
Oh, I'm going to be nice. Mr. Merrill, please, you go for it.
All right, Steve?
You know, real quick, Coach, you know, Gabe asked about, I'm not fading the 13-0 Rays, but I will take over 9 in that game because I think their offense has been great all season. Toronto can hit as well. And also the over in that Boston-LA Angel game also at 7 Eastern, over Ooh. 9 in a couple early games there.
All right, Steve, I like it. Give me the Rays. They're going to beat the Jays. Coach, bring it on quick. Come on, go.
Bulls, Thunder, both plus the points. I think they both steal it. It's Friday night. Miller!